The FBI is going to court for alleged age discrimination. 45 current and retired agents have sued the Bureau for what they say is a discriminatory policy, limiting how long agents can serve as squad supervisors in field offices. The agents claim the FBI used the policy to force older agencies out of those positions, making room for younger supervisors. Deborah Roth is a partner at the law firm Shaw, Bransford & Roth. She joins us to discuss the suit in our Legal Loop segment. Deborah, good morning. Nice to have you.
Thank you, Tom. Good morning.
Okay, so give us the quick details on this case. So why the allegations now?
Well, the lawsuit was filed just a few weeks ago in federal court here in D.C., and it was filed by 45 current or retired FBI agents who used to hold that position, a squad supervisor position, out in one of the 56 field offices of the FBI. And they felt that because of their age that they were forced out of these positions. The FBI had set something called a term limit, that they could only hold the position for 5 years. After 5 years, they either had to take a geographic reassignment to another location, which was usually considered a less favorable location. They could retire, or they could take a downgrade to a GS-13, which was a non-supervisory FBI agent position, and do regular FBI agent investigative work, non-supervisory. And they felt that the policy, the practice of only allowing them to stay in the position for 5 years was discriminatory, that the FBI was doing it intentionally because they were over 40, considered not as aggressive as the younger agents, and it was a means of getting the older workers out. And so they got together, 45 of them, and they've now sued the FBI.
Now, has this policy been in place for many, many years?
According to the lawsuit, the policy was implemented in June 2004, where they set this 5-year term limit. So if you were in the squad supervisor position for 5 years, starting in June 2004, you had three choices after 5 years.
Well, let me ask you this. If you have a policy that a certain job, maybe it's jumping out of, I'm being absurd here a little bit, but say jumping out of windows or airplanes or some kind of a job that's demanding like this, and you say a person can only do this job until they are 40, and people taking the job are 45, you name a number, and people taking the job know that's the condition before taking it, is it still discrimination if the inevitable happens when they hit that age ceiling?
Well, Tom, the description you offer is the reverse of age discrimination. So people who are under 40 years of age, the law doesn't protect you, and you can take age into account. And there are certain times when the law allows you to take age into account, and for certainly FBI agents know this, and federal law enforcement know, that they have a mandatory retirement age at 57, mandatory retirement, and there's a legitimate reason not associated, that even though it's their age, there's a legitimate business reason that the law allows, if the employer can articulate it, the law allows, even if it has an effect on people, because of their age over 40, the law will allow it. In this instance, they're saying that that the FBI knew that all of these squad leaders, there was 278 of them, that they were all over 40, and that they, for a discriminatory view of older people, they wanted them out of the job.
So in other words, the FBI said, they're all over 40. Let's make
it less aggressive. They're tired.
But what they're saying is the FBI said they're over 40. Let's make it 40. And therefore we can get rid of them all?
Well,
is that what they're alleging?
Yeah, they're alleging that they knew everyone in the position was at least 40 or older, which is the floor the law sets for age discrimination. The law says you're discriminated based upon your age if you have to be at least 40 years of age. So people under 40, the law says it's not age discrimination. And in this case, all 278 squad supervisors that was the entire universe of squad supervisors out in the field, they were all over 40. And the lawsuit alleges that everyone who replaced after the 5-year term limit, everyone that the Bureau brought in to replace them after their five-year term were under 40, and that the intent was to bring in younger, more aggressive agents, and it was a stereotype on age.
And we're speaking with Deborah Roth, a partner in the law firm Shaw, Bransford & Roth. Now, if the FBI had said simply that, well, you can't supervise, but you can stay where you are, keep the same salary and you know, equivalent GS level, would that also be grounds for a possible discrimination suit?
You know, Tom, it would have been, but it's less likely that people sue when there's not a real tangible, other than the loss of supervisory duties. Here they were taking, they had to take, if they stayed in the field office where they were squad supervisor, they had to take a downgrade. And so they were going from at least a 14 to a 13, so it averaged about a $15,000 pay cut. And for most agents, in order to get to the 14th supervisory position, you work, you know, pretty much most of your career to get there. And then the last, you know, many federal employees listening to this interview can appreciate it. And then the last 5 years, or the last few years of your employment, before you retire, you take a downgrade, it affects your high three. So, I mean, there was a real financial harm to them based upon this employment practice. And that's usually what will bring people into filing a lawsuit, simply the loss of supervisory duties, which certainly could have formed the basis of a lawsuit, probably people don't sue for.
So just briefly, what can federal managers across the government do to make sure that they don't get hit by these suits? That is to say, what is the fair way to treat employees that are getting beyond a certain age threshold?
Well, in this case, they're saying that the FBI was aware of the fact that they were hitting older workers and intentionally put that practice into place. So obviously, federal employees are very well trained in the EEO process and know you cannot take age into account. And so take, you know, using an employment practice, in this case, limited the amount of time you could be in a supervisory position. If you take age, race, gender, national origin, handicapping condition into consideration, then you violated, you know, the employment, anti-discrimination and employment laws.
So that could really be a problem for the FBI agent that needs to join the Miss Congeniality contest, for example.
Right. Well, it'd be very interesting. There have been a few class action large FBI agent lawsuits over the last 25 years, and they've really had an enormous impact on how the Bureau the personnel practices that the Bureau uses for its agents. So it'll be very interesting to watch this lawsuit.